Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, we are going to talk about syncing some files with Azure File Sync, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Will. I'm going to call you Mr. Will.
That's fine.
Does anyone call
you
that?
No one calls me that.
Well, they do now.
You're welcome to.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. This is going well already. I like this. And you're going to show us this awesome new technology that is in preview at this current moment.
At this current moment, but by the time of air, it'll be GA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're revealing that we're these out of time. These are all live, just kidding.
Well, I can...
It is currently GA.
It's currently GA.
Thank you. Okay, so it just went GA.
Just went GA.
We're not
just,
right now. We don't sync these shows as fast as your Azure File Sync syncs.
Yeah, well, we do real time.
That's right. All right, so tell us a little bit about what this thing is, why someone would use it, and then let's go to the tape.
So basically, Azure File Sync is the culmination of like a couple-year journey that we started back in Windows Server. Really not Azure-focused in the beginning at all. It was really about what's the next version of File Server need to look like. And as we started talking to customers and really getting a sense of what the kinds of things customers wanted to see from the next version of File Server, it was really like, it's really expensive to manage on-prem storage. Mm-hmm. It's really expensive to have to keep all of this data on-prem that I'm hardly ever using. It's really cold data. And so we thought, hey, there's this great thing called the cloud. Let's use it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Azure File Sync makes a connection between your on-prem file server and Azure Files.
Got it. And so then the primary case that people are going to use this for is both consumers, enterprise consumers. You could also use it as a file share for an app as well, or is it mostly going to be for people to put the, tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, so basically you can use this wherever you would use a file server. I mean, we generally see customers use file servers for
personal usage or whatever.
Yeah, for office documents and we see a lot of customers doing CAD drawings and engineering stuff. So stuff that may not be like the best fit for SharePoint where Office documents are king.
Interesting. Yeah. So like a big CAD file, and let's say you're going to go run some simulation against it or run some analysis or just show it, right?
You need the low-level file system access.
So that's really what Azure File Sync is.
And then
this gets it up in the, so you can use it both as a backup story, but you can also use it as a way for people to access it from other locations. Is that
Absolutely.
Correct as well?
So yeah.
Have I jumped the gun?
You have jumped the gun a little bit, but that's
my apologies. Apparently, I knew a lot more about this than I thought I did.
Yeah, so, well, that's great.
Why don't you actually go into it and show us a little bit about
All
what
right.
we got?
So I've got the server upstairs. I'm running a few VMs. It's on-prem. It's not in Azure.
Okay, got it. So it's a server in your private office.
Yeah, in my office, and I've got a few SMB shares here. So I've got this share called Final Videos. I'll just go into it, and you can see I've got some nice videos here that I made back for the Windows Server 2016 launch.
Yes, got it.
If you actually go into one of these videos and like look at the properties, what you'll see is that the video is actually not on disk at all. And that's because what we've done, we have the data up in Azure, and so we just replace the on-prem file with a link out to the cloud.
File share.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So this is
not even running locally at all.
Yeah, because thinking back to what I said a few minutes ago, it's about on-prem space management.
Right.
Your on-prem storage is kind of expensive compared to cloud.
Yes.
Especially when you factor in all the things like you know managing the upgrades and managing hardware replacements. In Azure, we do all that for you.
Right. Right.
But
so it avoids
you
not having to do file servers and running this all on-prem. You can use Azure sort of infinite space.
Exactly.
Okay. Very cool.
So basically, what we do here is we have what we call a heat map, and we're just storing the hottest stuff.
Yeah.
And so if I actually click on this, you'll see that it's pretty seamless.
It just runs.
It just goes into it.
It's
going to
start
downloading.
Gonna play. Yeah. Look at that. Away we go.
Yep. Away we go. So it's gonna just start streaming it just like I would expect.
Right.
Pretty seamless. Any lag here is really because of the remote inside the network.
That's
Not out to Azure.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, this just feels like it's going to be local on a local share, but now this is all running in Azure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So let's show the multi-site access part.
The thing that I ruined.
Yeah, the thing that you ruined, but that's okay.
Okay.
That's one of the core value props.
Okay,
so
fine.
I've got this other share here, very like cryptically called Project X. And I can go in here to this thing, and I can actually just make a new file. So I'll just go here.
Creating something new.
Creating something new. I'll just make a text file.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Good.
And I will put some content in it to show that this is real. The ever inventive hello world. All right, so now I have this data being synced between two servers.
Okay.
I can actually show that here. So I'll show server one, which is Windows Server 2016 instance. And this is the server that I was actually talking to, so I clicked on the wrong thing.
Right, you want to go Project X, and there's...
Demo directory, there's my file,
there's
just like I expect.
And we open it up,
this is the one I actually talked to.
I see.
I'm gonna go to the other one now. Here's my Windows Server 2012 R2. This has the same files on it. And I will go into this, and there's the file. It synced right there while we were looking.
Booyah!
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, is there a based on the location of these, is there anything clever on this, or is it just, it is just all talking to this one because you're basically replicating one location?
Yeah, so basically, you can think of the cloud as the center of your file.
Perfect.
Of your file services
and
within your org.
Everything's
talking to the cloud. The cloud has the master copy of the data. And what you'll see us do is start bringing the, since it's the center of your data, attaching additional services to it.
Yes.
So we already have integration with Azure Backup. We've got a few more in pipeline.
Very cool. So tell me, what else can you do with this? So now I've got basically this syncing. I've got multiple people that can talk to it. What else is powerful with Azure File Sync?
Yeah, so since the cloud is like effectively the center of your file services in your organization, you can do all kinds of things. So we have Azure Backup integration today. We're going to bring additional services. But the thing I really wanted to highlight here is, since the cloud is the center, if you have some sort of disaster or some negative event happened to your on-premises,
It doesn't matter
because you just hook a new server
back up. Hook a new server up to it, and it just shows up, and away you go.
It just shows up, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yep.
This is super cool. Thank you so much for showing this. And people can go use this today. It is GA as of now.
As of now.
So now go use it and have some fun with this and start syncing your files, guys. So thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Hit us up at Azure, hashtag Azure TWC. That's Tuesdays with Corey. Ask us questions, comments, and we'll get to it. Thank you very much.